This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury and I'm joined in the studio by
Arvind Viraj.
As usual, we're going to be with you until around 1 o'clock this afternoon. And if you'd like to get in touch with this little show, you can get us via WhatsApp 018 789 8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Quite a heavy discussion today, and it would be nice if we had another representative here in the studio as well, because we're talking about gender pay gaps.
Yeah,
42% of employees believe that a gender pay gap exists in Malaysia, but only 30% feel the wage gap is present in their workplace. We're going to be discussing the phenomenon of the gender pay gap here in Malaysia and how a pandemic affects that gap and how to overcome it. We're then going to be moving on to a story about...
We're going to talk about how going digital doesn't always mean going green.
And then we're going to be wrapping up with a story about whether or not you fancy an Indomie dress or a pair of Indomie shorts.
Why not?
Yeah, because, you know, that's the kind of place that we're at right now, where people are they're recycling, they're upcycling, they've been entrepreneurial.
Creative.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure whether or not I would wear a pair of those shorts. But hey, that's just me. I'm sure there are some people out there that would. Right, let's get into this then. So over the last few years, we've heard people talk about the gender wage gap in other countries. You know, the phenomenon where one gender is paid way more for the same job compared to the other. And in most cases, it's the men that enjoy the higher wage. But it's quite rare to hear the topic discussed in a Malaysian context. We all may have our suspicions on if a gender pay gap exists in our workplace, but just last year, a study revealed that the gender pay gap in Malaysia was real and that it can be between 7 and 35% depending on the industry. Now, if you're wondering if that's good or bad, well, the World Economic Forum ranked Malaysia at 84th amongst 149 countries when it comes to parity in economic participation and opportunity, which takes a look at gender pay gap amongst other things. So we're not bad, but we're not great either. In countries like Syria, Lebanon, Algeria, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Yemen and Pakistan, the gap can be as high as 90%. But with figures like 35% in some industries, we're nowhere near reaching gender parity here in Malaysia.
Yeah. So, and recently, the National Bureau of Economic Research claimed that COVID-19 could actually widen the gender pay gap. Apparently, their research suggests that while normal recessions close the gender wage gap by 2 percentage points, the pandemic recession widens the gap by 5 percentage points. And this is because while men have borne the brunt of unemployment during previous U.S. recessions, women now are more likely than men to be unable to work because this pandemic has forced them to take on the greater burden of extra childcare duties amid daycare and school closures. But there is a silver lining to all of this. In the long-term future, researchers contend that a pandemic recession can actually decrease labour market gender gaps. And they point to the rise in husbands serving as primary childcare providers, as well as the increase in the amount of time fathers spend on childcare duties in a pandemic recession, and say that these two factors will erode social norms that underline the unequal distribution of childcare between men and women and help increase the share of modern couples with egalitarian social norms.
So that's what we're discussing today. And a lot of this is coming with collaborative efforts with DigiMalaysia. We'll get to that, though, after the break. And here's one of the things, though. I mean, wage gaps in general is... It's a taboo subject, first and foremost, and it's discouraged in offices worldwide to discuss how much you are being paid, you know, and actively discouraged in a lot of places to the point where you can be fired for even discussing how much you're getting paid. And the very fact that a lot of these facts and figures and this data is hidden from people, I think, is a big deal as well. And we've always said here that we'd be happy to tell people, you know, within the office what our wages are for the most part. And that way it helps to create that equal playing field.
Yeah.
you know. But this is a big problem and something that we're going to hear from an expert, of course. We've got Julie Ung, who is the CEO of Vars.ai, to discuss with us a little bit. She'll be coming up just after the break. But me and Arv have got a whole bunch of other stuff we want to discuss with you a little bit later on as well. So please do send us your responses. Right now, the poll is at 218 votes, and the numbers are...
The numbers are at 20.6% say yes, 38.5% say no, and 40.8% say I'm not sure.
See, the I'm not sure is probably because people just do not discuss this kind of thing within the office.
Yeah,
space, right?
I mean, like you said, it's a taboo. The other thing is there's a lot of status tied with how much you make. Mm. So I think on one side it is taboo, the other side it is people might feel a sense of shame because they don't know if they're earning enough and they feel that they're earning less. Compared to maybe some of their colleagues who are earning more, then it's like, is it that they're not capable or, you know, they just don't deserve a bigger paycheck? So a lot of people don't share this. It is a very hush-hush sort of thing. Mm. Even when you get, confirmation slips or your renewal slips, it's normal to sort of hide that information from other people or keep it closed, keep it private, which is just part of the culture.
Right.
We should change.
Let us know what you think, folks. 0187-89-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Is there a gender pay gap in your workplace? Let us know. We're going to take a short break with some Fleetwood Mac here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Bungkus for Makan. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury.
Arvind Yuvaraj.
We are discussing with you today about the gender pay gap. And just last month, in a collaborative effort with DigiMalaysia, Vars.ai released a study providing insights into how Malaysians felt about their current employers and wages. Part of their study focused specifically on the gender pay gap here in Malaysia. And here's what they found. 42% of employees believe that a gender pay gap exists in organizations in Malaysia. 30% of employees feel there is a gender pay gap in their workplace, and 74% of employees feel by improving the valuation of both genders for all tasks through legal and collective regulation, we can overcome the issue of a gender pay gap in the workplace. Of course, that's what we're talking about today. That's what we're asking you as well. We have a poll running over on Twitter right now. Here's the question.
Yeah, the question is there a gender pay gap in your workplace? You can let us know yes, no, and I'm not sure. The numbers at the moment are 20.6% for yes, 38.5% for no, and 40.8% for I'm not sure.
Mm, couple of messages on there yet?
Yeah, so Suraya says, as long as tasks utilizing traditionally feminine skill sets are valued and compensated less in the workplace, and care work like housework, childcare, and elderly care is almost always the women's job to sort out, gender wage gap will always exist.
Don't forget, you can get us via WhatsApp as well. That is 0187898899.
Yeah, we have one from Ro on WhatsApp who says, I'll be honest, I too don't know, but I hope not. Equal pay for equal work is a slogan more than half a century old. You'd think things would have changed by now.
You would think so, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not just us talking about this, of course. To give us a gist of the study that we just mentioned there, we have on the phone with us Julie Ung, who's the CEO of Vars.ai. Julie, talk to us about this survey and why you guys chose to focus on the gender pay gap here in Malaysia.
Yeah, so this survey is actually in collaboration with Digi. So Digi is launching their HR super app, OpHR. So naturally, they are more interested to look into human resource digitalizations. And in this case, we together examine how employees of different age groups, how they are feeling about their working life. So it has been a common understanding that pay, the concept of financial compensation is always the hottest topic when it comes about working life. So in this case, we thought that gender pay gap is an issue that's already in Malaysia space for happening for a very long time, but it wasn't being discussed a lot. So we wanted to actually bring back and create a sense of awareness of what is the relevant issues around our working life, and hopefully can inspire some important conversations around it. So in this case, we chosen the pay gap because we saw that equality and diversity is becoming a very, very relevant topic here in Malaysia.
So less than half of your respondents believe that there is a gender pay gap in Malaysia, but only 30% feel that there was a gender pay gap issue in their own workplace. So what can or should we infer from these data sets?
So before I go into the inference, right, maybe I give a little bit of context about this survey. So this survey target around 1,000 respondents, all age above 24 and above years old. So the questions that we're asking about is focusing on happiness level and workplace, and we do focus a section around gender pay. So when we see this answer back, right, it is really quite surprising because, like you said, half of them believe that there is a gender pay gap, but in actual, only 30% of them actually feel it in their own workplace. So we further actually drill down into why do they believe is the cause of a gender pay gap. So here's a couple of things we found out. One, 42% of them say it is because a particular gender is being assumed to not be able to carry out a certain tasks. So here we want to say that gender pay gap sometimes is not just about the salary that you and I are taking, but it's also about the job opportunity that you and I may be able to get. Secondly, one third of them saying that a particular gender is assumed not to be able to work in a certain environment. And one third also said this is also due to only a particular gender is deemed more valuable for certain roles. So from here, what we infer is, right now, when we learn about whether or not they perceive they having a gender pay gap in their current workplace, people usually think about their own salary. But the fact is, before you actually get an opportunity and join a workplace, you are also perhaps being limited by certain opportunities that you haven't. Hence the reason why the perception around Malaysia, around this pay gap is actually wider than what you are feeling in your current workplace.
So Julie, what creates this perception of a gender pay gap then?
So what we see is that the gender pay gap has been something of a rather traditional stereotyping or traditional norms around gender bias and differences. It's a very deep-rooted perception. And sometimes this is even stemmed from education when we are already young. So as the norm of our society has evolved, right, what we see is we need to have much more conversations around all these different changes of perception. Because it's such a deep-rooted perhaps deep-rooted bias already in place, right? The conversation that we have around it, however, we don't think is enough. And a lot of times, some society norms maybe or company policy may even refrain employees from actually talking publicly about their salary. So because of this insufficient information flow and not enough discussion, we believe that's the reason why there are misperceptions. What we see is because all of us would know our salary and our own circumstances, but because we didn't discuss it widely, it becomes an issue that we know at an individual level, but it may not be an issue that is being widely known at a societal level.
Do you know how Malaysia compares to other countries in Southeast Asia when it comes to this issue?
So unfortunately, we don't have exactly apple-to-apple comparison, but we are able to get some comparison from the different stats department by Malaysia government and Singapore government. So I take an example. So what we see is that this issue is universal. All countries pretty much have this similar issues. If we compare to Singapore, what we see is that if I compare exactly the salaries and wages of Malaysia service and sales worker, our pay gap, gender pay gap is at 29%. In Singapore, it's around 11%. But if I compare clerical workers, the gender pay gap for Malaysia is much lower, it's only at 7%, while in Singapore, the administration's pay gap is around 23%. So what we can sort of deduce a little bit from here is that Singapore do have similar issues as well, but perhaps the gap is different than ours in Malaysia.
So how do we remedy this then? What kind of actions can we take to overcome the issue here, Julie?
There have been actually some good initiatives we saw being carried out. Like, for example, the government has helping mothers to return back to the workforce, like a career comeback program. And there's also the Malaysia Women, Family and Community Development Ministry is also focusing on this back last year. But other than that, we do believe there are a few more actions that perhaps each and every one of us can actually practice this. For one, we do think that perhaps companies can start to think about having a more open and transparent policy around the discussion of pay or pay gap. It is actually would be a bit difficult, but I think perhaps as a society evolves, this could be actually positive for companies to retain talents. For example, allowing channels for people to voice out the unfairness and allow discussions can actively review the performance appraisal criteria to mitigate like potential gender biases, for example. We saw that usually there is a term called motherhood penalty. For example, once women have children, when they come back to the workforce, they are being perceived as less competent and hence have a much lower salary. So all this usual biases around this could potentially be something the company can review and see perhaps they shouldn't take into account of this for too much rating. Other than that, on an individual basis, we perhaps should encourage something that says it's okay to talk about our pay. It's okay to negotiate for pay raises with clear justifications and try not to label people who have the courage to actually bring the topic up, because it is also common to see that women are less likely to negotiate for pay raises, and women who tend to do so are perhaps being labeled as pushy. So I think if all of us think twice whenever we're going to say anything that is a little bit more towards stereotyping or biasness, this will actually help the society to remedy this better. Having said that, I actually also want to say, although this traditionally gender pay gap traditionally affects women employees, it is also important for us to recognize that the gender pay gap do happen to both gender and not just women.
Thank you very much. That was Julie Ung, the CEO of Vars.ai. Important thing she mentioned at the end, of course, that it can be sometimes flipped around.
Yeah.
Very rare. Though,
yeah, yeah. Right? That's what I was going to say. I think that's like I don't know. Let's say in 100 cases, how many cases would you be able to count?
Exactly.
Where it's the other way around?
And I can't think of anything that I've experienced where it's been the other way around at all.
No.
You know, and we've got quite a bit of feedback as well. We should probably touch on some of that right now.
Yeah. So this comes from Maggie Best, who says, "Don't know how things are now, but in my first job back in the early 80s, I remember questioning my employer about my male colleagues' pay being close to 30%. Higher than mine, although we were having the same job responsibilities. I recall being told that because he was a guy, hinting at the fact that he probably had to feed a family, and I was a younger single female, probably not supporting a family. So looks like digital gadgets upgrades move faster than the female social role changes." We have an anonymous message. "Yes, male bosses I have experienced do skew towards rewarding male employees more, including starting salaries, rewards and increments. I don't have real female bosses to comment on, nor compare. Human resource manager has a very important role, but good human resource manager personnel are hard to find. I agree with much of what Julie said. We have a huge mindset and culture to change."
Absolutely, completely agree. Mm-hmm. Almost time for us to take a break. The poll numbers over on Instagram currently stand at yes for 55% and no for 45% about whether or not there's a gender pay gap in your workplace. The numbers for Twitter will update after the break. We're going to take a short break with some music from Aerosmith and Ragdoll. I want to say again, thank you to Julie Ung, the CEO of Vars.ai. Me and Arv will be back in just a few moments. We've got a Bursa update coming for you in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.